Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Thursday, December 23rd, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. A church in Sri Lanka burns as persecution against Christians grows. Funding is needed to help train new believers in the stands, and a Christian school in India looks for like-minded teachers. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Sri Lanka, where the country's president ordered extra security for vulnerable churches during the Christmas season. However, a church arson 4 days ago is being blamed on militant Buddhists. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it was the second attack this year.
Gas cylinders and rubber tires were used to set a fire to the church, which damaged much of the church. The pews, the organ, the altar, statues within the church were all damaged in this fire.
This is the latest incident in recent months where Christians have been targeted for violence because of their faith. Nettleton says they are concerned over a second run at an anti-conversion law, which imposes stiff penalties for sharing the gospel.
The way the law makes it sound is the only way you could possibly do that is if you paid them off or bribed them in some way. We know the church is growing. We know people are coming to Christ, and that is why these attacks are happening, because others see how fast the church is growing.
Meanwhile, unrelenting violence, anarchy, and natural disasters are forcing the people of Haiti to look to God for answers. The Bible League's Tim DeVries says,
people are looking to find answers. Obviously, it's not in ourselves. Obviously, it can't be found in some of our leaders. We need to find answers somewhere else to what is happening to us in our lives. And that's been key, and people opening up their hearts to hearing what God has to say through His Word.
DeVries says the Bible League is handing out Bibles to help answer these questions, especially this year.
80,000 people that have been involved in Bible study for the first time in their lives, and yet there are many thousands and thousands more that we cannot. Just to give you an understanding of the great need for God's Word within Haiti, 9 out of 10 believers won't even have a Bible.
In order to receive God's Word, they must join a Bible study. $4 is all it takes to provide one Bible. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bible translation is a crucial work being done in Africa, but with poverty, war, famine, and disease throughout the continent, the Seed Company encounters many obstacles. Teams face tremendous hostility, poor transportation, lack of education training, and meager living conditions. Roy Peterson is president of the Seed Company.
Almost everywhere we are working in the world today, we're working in places that are developing countries that don't have the infrastructure and resources. Just traveling to the sites quite often is an incredible journey of faith just to get there.
But the work continues with much anticipation and trust in what God's doing to further the gospel. Peterson encourages Christians to pray.
Right now, the Seed Company is working in over 200 ethnic groups, different distinct language groups, helping them translate the scriptures for themselves. And the greatest thing any of your listeners could do would be to get involved with us praying for these people groups.
Next, people in Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, and other nearby Muslim countries are turning to Christ. Bible Mission International has been part of the evangelism, and discipleship is taking place through their independent Bible correspondence school. To date, over 125,000 courses have been studied by more than 30,000 students. But the demand is higher. A BMI donor is helping by giving $2 for every dollar raised to print more courses in more languages for more students. Pray that many will respond. And the Association of Christian Schools International is embarking on a new outreach in India's Andhra Pradesh state. New Song Community School is looking for Christian teachers to provide a quality education in a village area. What's making this exciting is that the students are the first generation of children to be educated there. The staff recognize that exposure to the gospel through a Christian education can go a long way towards strengthening and empowering the next generation. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you consider making a year-end gift to Mission Network News? With your gift of support, we'll send you the Operation World desktop calendar to help you pray for people in hard-to-reach countries around the world. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.